Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
You never forget your first fan.
So how was practice, kiddo?
My mom inspired me to dream big and ask myself, what would you like the power to do? My answers helped me become the soccer player I am today, trusting my instincts and stepping onto the pitch without fear.
Bank of America champions U.S. men's national team member Tyler Adams. And everyone who dares to ask, what would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of U.S. soccer and FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America N.A. member FDIC.
Grainger knows when you're a procurement manager for an office park, you're not managing one building. You're managing all of them. And to stay ahead, you need to see through walls and around corners. Lights about to fail, filters ready to clog, HVAC on its last leg. If you wait until something breaks, you're already behind. Count on Grainger for quality products, easy reordering, and 24/7 support. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler, and I know it's late, and I know you're weary, and I know your plans don't include me, but still here we are. Both of us lonely, longing for shelter for all that we see. Little Bob Seger to take us into tonight's episode of Into the Winklerverse, which is being done on a Sunday night for two reasons. One, I haven't not talked about the World Cup yet, and I need to. And two, when I record with Carlos on Mondays, he does not care about soccer, so I need to kind of do it separately. I'll talk about some of the other stuff that is happening. Steven, good for you, man. The Hurricanes, Stanley Cup champs again. The Knicks, of course, winning over the weekend. And I'll get into the World Cup stuff, and you know, maybe I'll sprinkle on some of that before I talk more about the NHL and NBA with Carlos tomorrow. But just right off the top, a 4-1 victory over Paraguay in the World Cup is unbelievable. It was an unbelievable game. It was an unbelievable night. It was an unbelievable moment. And there's a lot of World Cup to come. The USA, by winning that game with the new format of the group stages, they should be fine to get into the round of 32 unless something truly insane happens. But also something insane already happened. They won 4-1 in a World Cup game, their best showing ever. And now it wasn't the 7-1 Germany win earlier today, but a 4-1 win in a World Cup game against a formidable opponent. And not just that, but in a game where you got a complete performance, just an absolute complete performance. You got a performance from the United States that I didn't know was capable in a World Cup. I've had a lot of thoughts about this team, and really this team since I first knew of this team in 94, where the defense might be shaky, goalie might give up a goal. And so I thought there could be some 2-1 wins, some 1-1 ties. I think the USA can knock in a few, but I do not trust them to get a shutout in any game. Maybe against, you know, a lesser team, I guess, but Australia, they can score. Turkey, we'll see what they're going to provide. Big game against Australia because they won. That's on Friday afternoon, and I will be live after that one. Plans changed last week. They won 4-1. I mean, what was I gonna do? Dua Lipa says, I got trolled by this audience for being boring when I came on to talk about the Women's World Cup while I was there. So just gonna sit this one out. That's I'm sorry about that. Did I do that? Probably. I do like the Women's World Cup, but I don't, you know, I don't watch every game every minute. But I do celebrate. Can we get some UFC 250 recap? Okay, well, that was the other thing that happened tonight. No, you may not. I didn't watch it. I mean, I wanted to see what the spectacle looked like. And you're either going to think it's the coolest thing that's ever happened or the most offensive thing that's ever happened. I think the most offensive thing that ever happened was Joe Rogan wore a tie that came up to his nipples and stopped. That was the most thing that ever happened. But I've never been a UFC guy anyway, so it's not like I'm I wouldn't have watched this anyway. I thought this would be on CBS at least. To stick it on Paramount Plus would kind of like quelled the whole hoopla of the thing. It's like, hey, there's this thing happening on the White House front lawn. Oh, how do I see it? Paramount Plus. And we talk about the streamers, and it's one thing to be on Amazon. It's another to be on Peacock. But to be on Paramount Plus, I mean, I don't know. So, no, those are my thoughts. The answer is somebody else will provide them for you. I don't even know who was fighting. I don't even know who won. All I know is that Dana White shits all over soccer all the time, but soccer was on cable tonight and broadcast television, and his thing wasn't. So I don't know what that means. That Ford commercial he does is brutal, by the way. Why is that being played all the time? Speaking of commercials, got a bitch about that, a la the World Cup. All right. Good luck to Dua Lipa for your future conversations. The 4-1 victory, again, I can't understate it. I think that for those of you that maybe don't follow the United States or the team or soccer, you're kind of wondering, like, 4-1, is that big of a deal? It's a massive deal. I mean, obviously, I could do the 4 times 7. It was a 28-7 win. But this is just not the kind of performance you ever get from the United States, especially in a World Cup. So we'll see what kind of momentum they can continue to carry. This was already an insane moment. And I'm excited for the game on Friday. I'm excited to see what this team can do. I still have a lot of questions. They did give up a goal. It was a fine goal, but they did give up a goal. Beggars can't be choosers, I guess. But the thing about this United States team that might be different is they can score, though. They're not going to give up one goal and then tie 1-1. They're gonna score goals. Now, again, this is one game. But we've also really never seen anything like this. The first goal was an own goal early. And I was like, to my brother, I go, it's an own goal. He's like, it's the World Cup, dude. Who cares? I was like, I wanted it to be prettier. The great goal from Reyna at the end was a really good moment for him. And then Balogun's two goals. And I like that they both scored at the end of the first half and end of the second. And this guy's story is insane. Maybe you've seen part of it by now, but his parents were over here from London. And then she tried to get back on the plane at like 7 months pregnant. They said, you can't fly. So they had the baby here. And then like 2 weeks later went home. But because of that, he was able to be a naturalized citizen and then claim to be able to play for the United States if he wanted. There were some other countries that he could have played for as well, because you can play. FIFA's a little different. It's not like you can, if you even have like in the World Baseball Classic, you see some of these guys playing for some of these teams and you're like, what is he doing on that team? You could do it. But then the thing is, once you play for a team at the national level, then you can't switch. So you could play for like Mexico in the young levels. And then once you get a start or get an appearance at the actual team, then that's your team. So there's been guys that have bounced around a little bit. There's a lot of that in this World Cup. Curaçao has like one guy that grew up there. Qatar is another team that basically like went out and tried to find anybody that they could. So that is a little weird to it, but that is part of it. That is part of it. So great story there. A tremendous striker. It's great to have a guy that can finally put goals in the back of the net, which has been very hard for us. So very excited about that. The United States winning 4-1. It has been a good World Cup here. I think the action's been pretty exciting. Just to kind of run through some of the games, Mexico got that game against South Africa to start the thing. And then, that was great. I went down to the food truck park. That was great. Probably 200, 300 people there. South Korea got a win that night. Canada tying was a little surprising, I will say, to Bosnia and Herzegovina. That was kind of interesting, but they should be fine. Qatar, Switzerland tie. Brazil, Morocco. That was a surprise. Morocco had a nice fourth place finish last time, but big Brazil crowd in New York City. That was interesting. Scotland, you're seeing a lot of Scotland fans. I'll talk about that aspect of it. They've taken over Boston right now. Sweden is up on Tunisia at this point. They'll probably get the victory there. Germany crushes Curacao 7-1, although they get their first World Cup goal. So in some way, they're happy. Netherlands, Japan. Netherlands goes up. Japan comes back. And then a 2-2 final, Ivory Coast, Ecuador. We've still got a lot of the big, with a 1-0 victory for Ivory Coast. We've still got a lot of the big boys yet to play. Spain has yet to play. Belgium has yet to play. France has yet to play. Argentina has yet to play. Portugal has yet to play. England has yet to play. Colombia has yet to play. So you're still going through this first group stage here before you'll start to see teams play again. And that will be Thursday. Thursday will be the first day that teams that have already played are back in action. The United States will play again on Friday. This is a day game. So if that game was too late for whatever reason, or if you wanted the kids to stay up for it, this is a 2:00 game, Central Time. It's in Seattle. Interesting that it's not prime time. I don't really know the specifics of that. Maybe it's for Australia. I don't know, because right now the Sweden and Tunisia game, it's 5:30 in the morning for both of those countries. So sometimes they try to cater to the country where it's going to be. And sometimes they don't. Dewey's got round 16 tickets in Seattle. Optimistic they could make it. This is an expanded tournament. Thank you for, or keep up your love of soccer, my friend. Not always for me, but I'm in on this World Cup. And that's this first 4 days of the World Cup, I think, has been as good as it could be, where you have the United States winning. You've got entertaining games. You've got, some bigger results like a Germany and a good story there. And there's also been the other stuff. And this is what I was trying to talk about when I did the show at Tom's Watch Bar on Thursday. And again, if you want to make sure you have reserved seats, I've got the link to use those. You could walk in. You could walk in. There's a ton of different bars. I've been bouncing around this entire town trying to find places where I can find the action. The German Beer Hall today I stopped in. I just like checking out normal establishments and seeing how they like do the World Cup. Like, it doesn't just have to be Three Lions and Highbury and Nomad. The World Cup is the thing that's happening for the next 6 weeks. You still have baseball. You still have Brewers. Good week for them. Great start for Miz. Okay. You still have a lot of that. But the NBA is done. The Knicks are the champs. The NHL is done. The Hurricanes are the champs. Even this weekend, folks, the UFL is done, where the Louisville Kings in their first season beat my DC Defenders. So check out where you can. Send me pictures if you're able to at Bart Winkler Show online or Bart Winkler. I want to see how Milwaukee's watching this World Cup.
I want to grow the game so every kid can fall in love with soccer like I did. So I asked myself, what would you like the power to do? My answers inspired me to invent a pop-up soccer goal that can turn any basketball court into a street soccer pitch.
Bank of America champion street soccer advocate Kyle Martino, and everyone who dares to ask, what would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of U.S. soccer and FIFA World Cup 2026.
Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Grainger knows when you're a procurement manager for an office park, you're not managing one building, you're managing all of them. And to stay ahead, you need to see through walls and around corners. Lights about to fail, filters ready to clog, HVAC on its last leg. If you wait until something breaks, you're already behind. Count on Grainger for quality products, easy reordering, and 24/7 support. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've been getting out to a few places. I also had to go to the park twice today and had to play some Royal Rumbles. Not had to, the privilege to. So I've got the games on. I've watched all of these games. I'm exhausted. The late night, there's the Australia-Turkey game didn't end until about 1:00 last night. And then I think there's another late night game on Tuesday, but there were four games on Sunday and there were four games on Saturday, and there's four games every day the rest of the week into next week. And not just four games, but four different windows. Then what you're going to get to is the final round of group stage play, where there's four teams in a group. They're going to play at the same time. So kind of like what every other sport does on that final day, just so that you don't know what the result is and you have to play and try to get out of your group. But then there's going to be six games those days. There'll be only three windows, but there's going to be six games. There's a lot of soccer. And for somebody like me, who loves soccer, loves this World Cup, truly, truly does, I'm already burnt out, already just like tired. It's a lot of soccer. It is a lot of soccer to watch. And I do, you know, I enjoy watching, like, this is a 4-1 game. Sweden just scored. But the game between Australia and Turkey was a 2-0 game. I don't need, this is the thing that some people get confused about, or why people might hate soccer. I don't need the scoring to be entertained. The scoring is the great moment of euphoria. Like in the Ivory Coast game, I was watching that a little bit with my kid, and he asked me who I'm rooting for between Ivory Coast and Ecuador. And I said, I'm not really rooting for anybody. I would like to see a goal in this game. I think this game deserves a goal. I'd like to see a goal. I don't know who it's going to be from, but I'd like to see a goal and then one finally materialize at that last moment. But this is why I like watching, when I watch majors in golf, I don't like just watching Sunday. I want to start on Thursday. I want to see the whole thing. I want to see how it progresses. I want to see how these guys attack holes that they are attacking on Sunday that they had struggles with on Thursday. I want to see guys that barely made the cut, I want to see the whole picture. And that's what I like about soccer, is you get to see the whole picture. Sometimes you just see these teams passing back and forth in the back or at the midfield, and you're like, hold it. I am captivated by that, because you're starting to see where the plays develop, if not for this current play, but for later. And I'm not, that's me. I'm not here to convince you about if you like soccer or not. I think we're past that. I think if you like soccer, great. If you don't, fine. If you don't, but you're listening to the show, you're like, I'll see what he has to say. I'm not going to try to convince you of anything. I do fear, because of how big this tournament is, that there will be some people will get tired of it quickly. Like, it's like, oh God, more soccer. Oh God, these foreigners love America. Oh God, can we get on to something new? This only happens every 4 years. So the answer is no. And that is why I'm trying, and I will, watch every game. And will I watch the full 90 of every game? No. But the games I don't watch the full 90 of, I'm watching 75 minutes. I'm going to be the guy who's at a grad party with the phone. I'm going to be the guy who's sneaking off to go watch in the back room. I need to see these games. I need to see this tournament. I need to feel this tournament. I need to embrace this tournament. I'm jealous that we don't really have anything close to us in terms of a game, because what you're seeing in some of these cities, the Japan fans that have found their way to Dallas and are having the time of their life, how the Tartan Army of Scotland has taken over Boston and now tonight took over a Red Sox game, chanting and cheering and give the Red Sox an atmosphere they haven't seen since maybe a playoff game. How you're seeing that Freddy guy from Germany, just everything he's exploring. And you're seeing these other accounts. And with these accounts, there will be fabricators. You will wonder if anyone's going to get milkshake ducked. You will wonder. But I don't care. I don't care. Because this World Cup happening in the United States, and I've said it myself, is I don't know that we should be hosting this thing. I don't know that we should be hosting this thing. But I also said, let the game start and then let's see what's happening. Because as you lead up, and this happens a lot, it's a lot of conversation about non-sports. It's how are these people getting here? What are the tickets like? What are the prices like? What are the restrictions going to be? Oh, now there's no tailgating. Oh, the bus is $100 to get there. once the games start, what kind of tournament are we having? And since the games have started, I haven't seen any incident that I would be embarrassed of as a soccer fan or an American, unless I'm missing something. Everyone's having a great time except for England, because there's like tornadoes in Kansas City every day. Everyone else is having the time of their life. People are highlighting the mundane things about America that we take for granted, which I think need, it's the best. It's like, I hope we find out this was some propaganda that somebody dreamed up of, let's get these faceless foreign accounts or these influencers or whatever to highlight a Buc-ee's or highlight a drive in Tennessee. I hope someone was smart enough to do that, because this has instilled more pride, I think, in our country for the average American, just seeing other people enjoy the things we take for granted. That's the ticket. That's the avenue. When you start to go through your life, 5-1 Sweden, when you start to go through your life and it's just like the predictability of it and you take the same way to work every day, you need somebody in that car with you being like, oh my God. Oakland Euros? Oh my God. Quick Trip? Well, not in Milwaukee. But that's the kind of stuff you need, okay? Oh my God. Is that Happy Place Hemp on College Court in Muskego? As a matter of fact, it is. We're going to crack one right now. This is the Drift into Rays. This is special at Rays. So they have their own great ones at Rays. So if you go to Rays and get this, so, I mean, do it. You don't get the BART code. If you want the BART code, you got to go to happyplacehemp.com. Promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order at happyplacehemp.com. This is a Helping Hand segment. So thank you to these guys. Again, promo code is BART. And I'm not drinking this for the advertisement as much as I am. I'm very thirsty after talking for 20 minutes. So one moment. That was a hearty chug. Just to wrap up the World Cup stuff, and again, I got to do this now because Carlos ain't going to give a shit. The thing that is bothering me the most, more than anything, these hydration breaks. As I just took one inadvertently. God damn it. What am I thinking? This is a hydration break. Should I just disappear for 3 minutes? Should I show you commercials for 3 minutes? These hydration breaks, I hate them. Truly hate them. And it's not even the break that I hate, although it is. It's also the commercials. It's how Fox said, Fox is broadcasting this, and Fox said, look, we're going to do a hybrid. We are going to sell some inventory. It's not always going to be commercials. I thought they'd at least do what like the WWE does and show the little picture in picture. We're not even seeing that. Like, I want to see what's happening on the field instead of going, even if you just do a tiny box. What they should be doing is having half and half at the worst. But then even if Fox were to be like, all right, we're having a commercial, but in the tiniest part of the screen, we're going to have a little box, like when the weather radar is on the corner of the screen, that they're not jumping onto your TV, but they're still showing you like, you know, this is the radar. You got to look at it, because otherwise it's so offensive. The thing with money grabs is they're fine. Everyone's got to do them in one way or another. Everyone needs to get their cut of the pie. One moment. That grape. But to do it like so callously or in your face, that's a little much. So I don't know if they're going to continue that. I don't want them to. I would like to see some split screen. I also don't like it as a soccer fan. I think that part of soccer is the 45 minutes. It is the, we've started this game, we can't figure anything else out unless we figure it out together right here as we play, or we use the break at halftime. If I was a soccer coach in this World Cup, I would probably love it. I would love it because I'm getting the opportunity to make some tactical adjustments with basically an end of the quarter or a timeout. I would probably like it in that regard. As a fan, I do think it takes something away, and they're unnecessary. You're playing in an air-conditioned stadium. You don't need hydration breaks. There's going to be some stadiums where it's 88 degrees, and yeah, these guys should get a drink of water. And then I think if you're going to do it for some games, I guess you got to do it for the whole tournament. I am a bit concerned that we look asterisks with this and say, well, that was the hydration break tournament. Okay. And it also sucks that the tournament where hydration breaks are happening so long and so commercialized happens to be in the United States. I think that's just par for the course, I suppose. But I don't like them. I don't like them. If people need them, you know, I'm not going to want anybody to die of thirst, but it does take away something from the game, I think. Now, one change that I think I was concerned about, but maybe I'll come around on, is this is a different World Cup. There are 36 teams typically in these last few World Cups. So then there's 8 groups of 4, and then the top 2 advance from their group. And then you play the knockout rounds, the round of 16. This year they added 16 teams. So to do that, the top 2 in every group are going to advance still. But then we're going to do a round of 32 knockout. So you're also getting 8 of the 12 third place teams. So if you're last, you're out. And then 8 of the best third place teams in the groups will then get in. You could have more, I guess, as a last place. I don't know how that math is going to work, but it's going to be the third place teams that get in, which means there's more games because there's more groups. So this round will take longer. And then the round of 32 might not give us the big, powerful matchups. Like USA might be playing in Egypt instead of a Belgium or a Netherlands right away. So the tournament, like the real knockout kind of marquee games, might not come for a little later. However, this, again, only comes around every 4 years. So I will take it. I will take more soccer. Plus, you're getting more teams. Like a Curaçao. I mean, that moment would have never happened. Yeah, they lost 7-1, but they scored a goal in the World Cup. They've never done that. Scotland hasn't been here in 40 years. They're back, having the time of their life. A phrase I've said now probably way too many times, Tim. So the hydration breaks, absolutely trash. The expansion of the tournament is fine, although I did say there's going to be more 7-1 games. And there was. There's going to be more 5-1 games, which there just was tonight. Talking the World Cup, if you're joining us live, I do have a couple of voicemails to go through. Then I want to talk about some of the other stuff. This one is from Teacher Tom calling about the Trust Club with the Brewers. We can get into that here.
Hey, Teacher Tom. Calling to ask a question or opinion on the front row Amy and the Brewers seating behind home plate. So they are eliminating some seats behind home plate and apparently doubling the price of those 6 rows. So that was in front row Amy in her tweet, kind of looking through some of the comments. It was her reply to somebody in the comments that it's now going to be $265 a ticket, $21,000 for a year for the full ticket package. So, and which would then apparently put it on par with other teams. Because like Paul said, the Brewers and the A's are the only clubs that do not have this type of program. And yes, that private club area or meeting place will be, you know, behind the third baseline. The team says it's only a 30-second walk to get from that area to the seats. Like, I'm sure it'd take longer than that, but my thought, if it wasn't for front row Amy, would any fans care or be outraged that the Brewers are going to change this and double the ticket price? You know, we're just so used to having her there. And now that she's upset and is worried about an in-person meeting on Friday. And yes, it obviously would suck if your cost doubles. You know, nobody would want that. But if every person sitting back there was anonymous, you know, if there wasn't the one local celebrity, would any of us care? And the answer is probably not. So yes, we feel bad for front row Amy. That sucks. But we would not care if she wasn't part of that. So is that because the fans are bad or the team is bad or who knows? But that is my thought. And also I'm listening to the beginning of the game show with Paul and Horvat. I've only listened to the first question and answer so far. Cub Brewers pitchers with 2 strikeouts. This is difficult and also enjoyable to listen to. Bye.
I'm going to disagree with you, Tom. I appreciate the voicemail. And again, you can get your voicemails in 402-915-2278, 402-915-BART, voicemails to be a part of the show. They're brought to you by Carl's Place with the golf simulators. And it's link season, guys. I got the link for the Happy Place Hemp. I got the link for the Carl's Place. I got the link for Tom's Watch Bar. I got the link for Dan Shaney Insurance. Bringing you this, the video. I disagree. I don't care that front row Amy, with all due respect, is having a hard time. If she needs to be the representative for everybody that's going to lose their seats or have to pay more for the seats they already had, she should speak out. I don't want to say I don't care about front row Amy, even though I just did. But I do, I feel for her. I don't want the seats to be empty. And I don't like the look of it. I don't like the look of looking behind home plate and seeing luxury seats. I don't like that look. I understand why luxury seats would want to be there because they're great seats. But if you're like of the ability to spend a lot of money on 2-hour baseball games, you've got plenty of places you can go to do that. Now, you still have to spend a lot of money to sit in these seats, but I just don't like the aesthetics of it. I don't like the look of, you do not have a chance at these seats anymore. And in fact, there's people sitting here that we're treating better than you. They already have their boxes. They already got their areas. They already got their clubs. Now here's another thing. I get why you have to do it. Finances. I get all that. I'm just saying I don't like it for 2 reasons. And they're both aesthetic. One, I just don't like it. It's sort of insulting to me. And then the other is I think they're going to be empty a lot. I think these seats are going to be empty a lot because I think people will be in that other club. They'll want to check it out. The 30 seconds, my ass. This is a Brewers team that also tried to cockblock some lady for winning the 50-50, even though she was sprinting on the other end of the ballpark. So I don't know. I'm not loving that.
Imagine buying your kid a toy only to find the batteries aren't included, or buying furniture but missing the tools to build it. Frustrating, right? Now imagine the exact same feeling, but you're paying way more. That is what buying business software usually feels like. Fragmented, disconnected, and incredibly expensive. Odoo completely changes that. Odoo is a complete, fully integrated business suite where all your apps actually talk to each other. We're talking automated lead routing for your sales team, seamless AI integration, and intuitive point-and-click website builder. It's everything your business needs to scale, saving you time, headaches, and money. Stop piecing your software together. Go to odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com to learn more.
My mom inspired me to dream big and work hard.
Tyler Adams!
What would you like the power to do?
Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of U.S. soccer and FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Brewers, by the way, they're calling up Cooper Pratt, 21-year-old shortstop, signed an 8-year extension in April for $50 million. They also recently extended Luis Lara. And, of course, we know what they did with Jackson Chourios. So they are giving bank to these guys, and now they're going to let Cooper Pratt come up. Brewers have an off day tomorrow on Monday, and then they'll have the Guardians on Tuesday to start that series. Brewers, good week. They went to Vegas, lost two of those games. That was a weird series. That's a terrible ballpark. But then they took two of three from the Phillies, and again off. And now the Guardians for a quick home set before they're off to Atlanta, off to Cincinnati. And then guess who comes to town? The Chicago Cubs. I do have another voicemail here. This one is from Marcus.
Hey, Bart. Marcus in Austin, Texas here calling you. During halftime of Brazil-Morocco, and as you know, my wife is Brazilian, so tensions are high in our household. I had to leave and take the dog out for a while.
Wow.
My wife is living and dying with every possession. But I'm going to get into the World Cup a little bit. You know, big USA win. And as I'm watching this game, this guy said Morocco has one player on the team that was born in Morocco. And the guy that scored their goal was born in Spain, raised in Belgium, and raised in the Netherlands. Morocco national team, like, what the heck is that? Like, this World Cup is radicalizing me, Bart. I think it's kind of seems a little bit of malarkey. That'd be like you playing for Italy because of your Italian roots, Bart. And making me lose faith in the system a little bit, I should. But maybe that'll change if Brazil wins this game. Well, that's just my first original thought. And I hope you're well, Bart. Take it easy.
Yeah, condolences to your wife. They did tie. Marcus, thanks for the call. Did touch on that a little earlier. It's weird. I don't know. I don't know if I should be anti it or pro. I mean, it's helped us in the past. It's weird. It's weird. Maybe they don't need to highlight it all the time. Like, oh, yeah, Qatar basically bought all these guys. Oh. Then who? What am I, rooting for then? I don't know. Buckshot Bobby, Bart, what do you think of Giannis going to the fucking Celtics? So Giannis is going to get traded pretty soon, it seems. And I've seen Celtics rumors. What is the rumor? Jaylen Brown to the Hawks. We get a bunch of picks. Giannis to the Celtics. The Heat. Then we have Tyler Hero doing some Instagram-y stuff. The Heat. Paul Emig put $10 on the Magic for some reason. Good luck to him. I am expecting it. The draft is next week. I'll be live for the draft. I'm going to miss a little of Panama, Croatia. I'll be live for the draft. So this thing could very much happen in the next 8 days. And I've once again shifted the goalpost. One, I don't want him to get traded. I don't think we're going to win without him. You see the Bucks odds to win the title next year? Already 250-1. Yeah, no. Nobody thinks Giannis is going to be on this team. The Knicks could have been a suitor. They don't need him. The Thunder, do they need him? You see what happened to Wemby. Yeah, he got you, but you really need to trade a bunch of stuff for Giannis? I think if you're the Thunder, you think you can get the Spurs. Boston seems like a very logical candidate. So I don't want him to get traded, A. B, I don't want it to be a team that I don't want it to be. And I just mentioned a bunch of them. But now my third thing is, I don't want it to come at a bad time. Like, I don't want it to come when I'm locked into a game. I don't want it to come when I got to, like, pick up my son from a camp. I don't want it to come next week. He's not even in a camp. So I've got to be like, he's in Camp Bart. I'd like to go live. When Giannis gets traded, I would like to go live. So basically, whenever this goes down, do it on my time, please. Please do it on my time. That would be best case scenario. Yeah, I don't love it, man. I do not love it. Stanley Cup, I mentioned that. I'm only mentioning it again because thank you to the alert I got on my phone. Otherwise, who's watching this thing? Honestly, who is? No one's talking about it. The Knicks, interesting win. There was a time in game five where I was trying to get a read on, like, is this the last game of the series? Because you know how sometimes you'll go back, maybe, if you're like me, and watch game six when the Bucks beat the Suns. But there was that moment in there where at like 77-77, Frank Kaminsky got a bucket or something. And you're like, is this not happening? There was a moment when the Spurs went up maybe 82-78 and Wemby got a rebound. They just made a shot. It looked like, okay, this could be. But then I thought, this is going to be the Knicks moment where they go back and think of the Frank Kaminsky thing. And then they were able to come back. The odds of them coming back last night, the odds of them coming back at all in this series as much as they did, extraordinary. That is something we'll get into more with Carlos. I want to talk to Carlos about his just what he saw in New York, if he saw any of the action. Also, how I saw this point. How does any kid growing up in New York like the Brooklyn Nets after this? Like, how do you grow up and not be a Knicks fan? And it's a likable team. You'd love to hate on a big city New York team. And it sucks that, you know, some of the fans are obnoxious, but a lot of the fans aren't. And to see a lot of those videos where all of New York is watching the game on their balconies, That's the kind of stuff that the stuff's happening with the World Cup, people coming together, that everyone flooding the Deer District for game six. That's the kind of stuff that we need. That's why I love sports, is for those moments that you realize there's more people that are like me that want the same thing. And this matters to them as much as it matters to me. It matters to us. It matters to us. So I just think that there's so much good video. Yeah, bus got destroyed. I was watching CNN last night after the game. I watched a little inside the NBA, and then I watched the soccer game, and then I watched the CNN coverage because they were covering the Knicks fans. And there was one reporter. There was one reporter who was like going with it. And there's another reporter that was like, I felt like he wanted something bad to happen. He'd be like, I got to tell you, it's escalating down here. Oh, I don't know what's going on. Okay. You want your big break, buddy? This is your lacrosse Houghton's fire, my friend. I just reference things to myself and not to anybody else. But that's kind of what it felt like. So we'll talk to Carlos more about that later this week. So World Cup's here, having a good time. Very tired. Very tired. I love soccer. I watched 8 hours of it today. That's a lot. That's a lot of soccer. And I'm going to watch 8 hours of it again tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. The days should be okay. The days should be okay. Because I can watch a couple in the day by my loan. Wife's at work. Thank God. Kids at daycare. could get a little more difficult on the weekend. Netherlands, Sweden, kids got a baseball game. I got a party. Oh, it's going to get hairy. But it'll be fun. I'm going to watch all of it that I can and bore you guys with the details as we move forward. Carlos will join me tomorrow. Paul is out of town, so no this week. I'll figure something else out there, or I won't. We'll see. Whatever. Thanks for being up with me on this Sunday. You guys have a good rest of the night. Sorry about the scaries. Have a good week. Enjoy the cup, and we'll talk very soon. Thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Snoring? Gasping during sleep? Feeling fatigued? Ask your doctor about Zepbound, tirzepatide, the first and only FDA-approved prescription medicine for moderate to severe obstructive sleep apnea, OSA, in adults with obesity. Zepbound is a prescription medicine used with a reduced-calorie diet and increased physical activity to help adults with moderate to severe obstructive sleep apnea, OSA, and obesity to improve their OSA. Zepbound is approved as a 2.5, 5, 7.5, 10, 12.5, or 15 milligram injection. Zepbound contains tirzepatide and should not be used with other tirzepatide-containing products or any GLP-1 receptor agonist medicines. It is not known if Zepbound is safe and effective for use in children. Don't share needles or pens or reuse needles. Don't take if allergic to it or if you or someone in your family had medullary thyroid cancer or if you've had multiple endocrine neoplasia syndrome type 2. Tell your doctor if you get a lump or swelling in your neck. Stop Zepbound and call your doctor if you have severe stomach pain or a serious allergic reaction. Severe side effects may include inflamed pancreas or gallbladder problems. Tell your doctor if you experience vision changes before scheduled procedures with anesthesia, if you're nursing, pregnant, plan to be, or taking birth control pills. Taking Zepbound with a sulfonylurea or insulin may cause low blood sugar. Side effects include nausea, diarrhea, and vomiting, which can cause dehydration and worsen kidney problems. Talk to your doctor. Call 1-800-545-5979 or visit zepbound.lilly.com.
Not sure if you have the experience to start your dream job? Good news! These days, it's the skills that count. Udemy can help you get those in-demand skills. Want to be an AI mastermind? Learn with us. Game developer? We've got you covered. AWS certified cloud practitioner? We can help you prep. You'll learn from real-world experts who love what they do so that you can love what you do. Go to udemy.com for the skills to get you started and get set for your dream job.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.